Readying for elections next week, probably no place in the country suffers more ill feelings from the last one than Florida. Democrats say Governor Jeb Bush handled the ballot recount in his state to help his brother win the presidency. Now, Jeb Bush is trying to become the first Republican to win re-election as governor. But for all of the smoldering resentments from 2000, the real issue between Mr. Bush and Democrat Bill McBride is education. Specifically, crowded classrooms. NPR's Philip Davis reports.
Richmond Heights Elementary School sits in the middle of Miami's fast-growing southern suburbs. Though the school recently added a new wing to house its 1,500 students, 8th-grade math teacher Brenda Woodson has 38 kids squeezed into her classroom.
It's very overwhelming. 38 is too many.
Polls say that one of the most popular initiatives on the ballot here on Tuesday is a constitutional amendment to limit class sizes. One parent, Vanessa Isaac, says overcrowded schools are the reason she opposes the re-election of Governor Jeb Bush.
He's been doing a horrendous job, and I think that he has done great injury to the public school system, and I am hoping that McBride wins and that he can rectify some of those problems.
Bill McBride, a wealthy Tampa lawyer and ex-Marine whose children attend public schools, has parlayed this anger over Florida schools into a close race for governor. Every campaign speech targets education, like this one at a union hall in West Palm Beach.
Our public schools have dropped in every qualitative measure compared to every other state every single year.
But now, the school's issue is beginning to haunt McBride, mainly over questions of its expense. The governor claims the plan could cost $27 billion, necessitating a rise in taxes. McBride says it would cost far less, but at a debate last week, he hesitated to give a firm estimate of his own. That became an opening for Bush, who until that time had been on the defensive over the school classroom size issue.
You can't be advocating something as governor and then not have responsibility during this campaign to say how you'll pay for it.
Since then, the Bush campaign has used its $30 million war chest to blanket the state's airwaves with ads attacking McBride.
Big spending Bill McBride. Every day he promises more spending. The total so far? $29 billion. How can McBride pay for all this spending?
McBride maintains the only new tax he foresees is a 50-cent per pack levy on cigarettes, but the ads seem to be having some effect. At Lawton Childs Elementary School in the brand new suburbs just east of Orlando, parent Jose Pagan says he voted for Bush last time, is leaning toward McBride now, but is concerned about taxes.
Reducing class sizes will be the ideal situation. But by reducing class sizes, that means you need more teachers and there's more expense.
Polls now show McBride's momentum has slowed. A survey released by the Orlando Sentinel on Wednesday showed Bush had pulled out to an 8-point lead. The margin of error was 3.5%. But most of the undecided are Democrats. For McBride, then, a huge turnout inspired by lingering anger over the 2000 presidential election is key. Inside a renovated theater in the historically black Miami neighborhood of Overtown, hundreds of people gathered, ready to take advantage of new laws that allow people to vote early. Frederica Wilson grew up in the neighborhood and has gone on to become a state representative.
Everyone is so passionate because a lot of African-American people and minorities feel that their votes are never counted.
More than 20,000 voters have already made their selection statewide. Meanwhile, Bush is shoring up his base. In Miami, that means the city's politically powerful Cuban-American community, where he met with supporters this week. Ignacio Sanchez is a 43-year-old lawyer who was brought to America as a small child.
The governor is an incredible human being who has always been supportive of free and democratic Cuba.
Bush said he's courting the state's other Hispanic communities, too.
I think I'm going to do really, really well, and I'm blessed to be able to say that my children are Hispanic, which I'm very proud of, and I speak Spanish pretty well.
With just 4 days to go, the candidates are both pulling out their biggest weapons, known as 42 and 43. For Bush, that means a visit by his brother, President George Bush, and for McBride, a campaign rally featuring former President Bill Clinton. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.